This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Armed insurgents in Haiti have taken control of the central town of Anche. Between 10 and 20 armed men attacked the police station. The police chief was killed, though it's still not clear how he died. The police already have been run out of several other towns in the interior of the country. The prime minister has called the attacks part of, in his words, a coup d'etat machine, and he's asked for international help. NPR's Martin Costi joins us now from Port-au-Prince. Martin, who are these armed groups that are attacking the police?
Well, a lot of these groups started out as neighborhood organizations. Some people refer to them as gangs. They tend to be sort of local political enforcers. They used to be on President Jean-Bertrand Aristide's side of the political equation. Recently, a group of them turned on him. They tend to be undisciplined. They're not very well armed. But in the past few days, there have been spotted a few new elements in this equation. So it appears to be at least a handful of former Haitian army officers have now appeared on the scene in central Haiti. Some of these, at least one of these men, is associated with an old militia that during the military dictatorship was responsible for some political killings here. So that they may bring a whole new element of discipline and maybe better armaments to this this conflict.
And given that, how much of a direct threat do they pose to the government?
Well, right now, they're not a direct threat to the capital or to the central government. They probably don't have more than 100 or 200 men, and they're active several hours away by road from, they're several hours away from Port-au-Prince, the capital. It would be a long and very dangerous ride for them if they were to come down here. Also, if they got here to Port-au-Prince, they'd face a lot of very angry Aristide supporters. Although Aristide has lost a lot of popularity in recent years, he still has a hardcore of these political groupings here in the capital, some of whom can be quite violent, and if these anti-government types were to show up here in the capital, it would definitely not be an easy task for them to take the government, just because of all the people here who would rally to Aristide's side.
The roads into and out of several of the towns in the interior of the country have been cut off. Is there a danger of a humanitarian crisis in central Haiti?
One could develop if this keeps up, and especially if roads remain impassable. Right now, aid agencies are able to get into areas they want to get into. The insurgents have let in the Red Cross, have brought in medical supplies. The problem is that Haiti is so poor right now that so many people already depend on food aid as it is that they're vulnerable. And when you cut a road, these people can suffer.
What about international intervention? Is that starting to look more likely at this point?
The U.S. government right now is playing down any possibility of U.S. intervention, but there is some sign that France or maybe some area countries here in the Caribbean could pitch in with some sort of technical help for the police or humanitarian aid, but nothing specific has been promised.
And any idea of what happened to that police chief that was killed?
Well, there was a firefight. The reports there say that these armed groups, gangs, whatever side you're on, depends on what the terminology is these days here, stormed the police station, and he was killed during that, but it's not clear who shot him or how he died.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
NPR's Martin Costi in Haiti.